What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always.
Always.
Use your head.
You are now listening to Chair Shot Radio. Always use your head.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Head Trauma Chair Shot Radio, where we always credit people who do work for us, unlike some people. That's a shot.
Blocked.
I deleted it. It's your boy, Rance, aka Ray Cash. Of course, I'm with the big homie, my brother Mags, the big fish.
Blubber, blubber, blubber.
That's hilarious. I need a t-shirt with the big fish. How you doing, brother?
Yeah, I'm not doing too bad. A little bit tired. It's been a hectic day. The WrestleMania Madness prize for my missus came today, so she's been pretty excited with that. But yeah, it's been good.
Just so y'all don't know, my man had to pay a hefty price for one 3-hour podcast. It's hilarious.
I'm sending the bill to Platt. I'm sending the bill to Platt.
And he's going to send that bill right on the grid. I'm going to take it out right now.
Checking it in the trash.
Yeah, it's been a long day, man. It's been a long day. You know, we record this on Wednesday. For some reason, this was just a really, really long and trying Wednesday. And it kind of works with the theme of the show. So when me and you were talking about it and what we were going to do yesterday. Yesterday, Tuesday, was hell for wrestling media. Like, everything happened. The joke I started the show with. Yeah. And I was like, dog, I can only take so much negativity, bro. Yeah. So, and actually, if you want to hear the negativity talked about and, like, broken down, Outsider's Edge this week, this Friday, because we going in. However, I wanted to have fun with my brother, you know? Like, We talk some hard topics. Like, last week was a really hard week for us. And really emotional. So I figured let's have some fun.
Yeah, and the thing is, all the topics that we were going to talk about, they'll get covered on the Chair Shot, so you'll definitely still get the group's thoughts on that. But, yeah, like Ray said, it's been a tough 7 days in terms of what's gone on in the world and what's gone on in wrestling and people just revealing themselves to be dicks all the time. So we just thought we'd have a little bit of fun.
So before we get to the fun stuff, and we'll break it down, but I think it's a really fun thing we decided to do. Mm-hmm. We are the preeminent, first and foremost, in fact, before we get to that, I got some shit to talk. I heard another Chair Shot Radio Day and host was talking about they're the only long-form Chair Shot Radio in the business.
Yes. Sir, Mr. Patrick O'Dowd at Wrestling Realist with no R. Yeah, saying that his shows were the only long-form chair shot radios. Sir, please, check the times. We have not gone less than an hour at all year. So put a little bit of respect on Midweek Mainstay's name. Thank you very much.
I need you to change respect to respect to respect with the K.
Respect.
We good. Know what I mean?
Right, I told you I'm hip. Told you I am down with the kids.
All I see in my head right now is when DX was talking to Crime Time, rest in peace to Shad, and Sean was like, don't worry about it. I speak jive. Horrible, but hilarious. I love you, Patrick. But if there's, I have one word for you. Okay. You'll get that joke. Yeah, we had to talk our shit. Yeah, we call ourselves the Midweek Mainstay for a reason. Like we run this Chair Shot Radio shit. Yeah.
Oops.
But we also are the preeminent space other than Five Rounds, which is the best recap UFC talk show in the game. It's the best. Like it's Ariel Helwani, and then it's like Five Rounds. I'm just saying. But here on Chair Shot Radio, Head Trauma every Thursday, you get that good fight talk. There's some fight news. First, I want to ask you, now I'm going to throw it to you because you're the fight man, but I do want to ask you, did you see the x-ray of Chris Weidman?
I certainly did. I saw all the x-rays.
Oof. Boy, that boy had more fragments than when Thanos broke Vision's Mind Stone.
Yeah, it was the bones were literally cleaved at the bottom in two, and the jagged fractures. Poor man, just you would not wish that on your worst enemy. And then when you saw the results of the pin through the leg and the screws, oof, poor guy. But he seemed very upbeat about it. Certainly was saying that this isn't the end of his career, which we thought on Five Rounds that it may be. With his recent record and with the fact that he's getting on in years, we thought that this may be the end of Weidman. But he says not, and absolutely good luck to him.
I wish him the best. Even Steve Rogers had to retire. So, you know, we got a black Captain America now. So I guess Uriah Hall is... Got the new, they called him the captain anyway. I guess that's his new nickname. Is that what they call him now?
Prime time, you're right at home. But yeah, that whole fight was so full of eerie coincidences. The fact that Weidman broke his leg in a similar way to how he was involved in Anderson Silva's leg break. And then we had Anderson Silva's last fight was against Uriah Hall. Yeah, there are a lot of weird coincidences in that. And like I said to you in private, your eye hole, you could tell he was devastated with what went on. He didn't even want to kind of... I mean, to him, it's not a win. He said that it's not a win. He doesn't want to go down like that. But, yeah, I hope as much as Chris gets better soon and gets back onto the road to recover. I hope this doesn't affect Uriah in the way that other things have affected him in his fight career.
I tell you this, first dude to ever check a kick from Uriah or leg kick him, it's going to be terrified.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, he didn't even check it. He just stood his ground, just absolutely stood his ground. That is some solid knees.
Chris kicked him in a bad place, though. Like, he kicked him a little too high. Oh, yeah. Kicked him a little too high.
It was pretty much in the just the space just below the knee and to where the fibula and tibia kind of like joined together. So it was always going to hurt. Obviously, he didn't expect a leg break, but yeah, it was just a bad night for legs.
I listened to Five Rounds. In fact, I followed the post show live, but.
You was trolling Five Rounds. You was trolling us.
That's my joy, is to troll you guys while you're recording live. Do you have any final thoughts on 261? I think, you know, there is no doubt. I'm not there with you yet. that Usman's over GSP because that man defended the title. Oh, he defended the title more times than my daughter has years in her age. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I understand that.
But that win gets him really close.
Yeah. For the card as a whole, it was one of the best cards of the calendar year so far. Some horrific stuff happened, obviously, with the drop foot in the first main fight, and then obviously with Chris Weidman. And this card proves that you can be a MMA analyst. You can think you know what's happening in the game and how the results are going to go. But sometimes everybody gets it wrong, and I have to hold my hand up and admit I did not think Rose Namajunas had that in her. I thought that Weili Zhang had all the tools to become maybe the greatest strawweight in the game. Rose Namajunas had her number, and I've never been happier to be wrong, because all that, the stuff that girl has gone through in her fighting career, and even after the fight, she needed that boost to tell her that she was the best. I've got a lot of love for Rose, and it made me happy that I was wrong.
That I love that Pat Barry, right, is the
trainer. Yeah.
That was so, and her
husband, I think.
I thought they were married, or at least not together, if not married. But like, sometimes you wonder if shit is done on camera for the purposes of being on camera because it's too perfect. It was too perfect to catch him literally telling her, "I need you to say you the best, you the fucking best," and you can hear, you can see her like hyping herself up, and it was such a beautiful thing caught on camera. I have a theory. I think Rose would have won the whole time. I think Rose, I don't know if she had her number, but I just feel like she was more prepared for the fight. But I think the booze shook Weili.
Yeah.
I think the booze shook her.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And that crowd was raucous. And they didn't like communists. They didn't like anyone non-American, pretty much. And they certainly didn't like Jake Paul.
They let us know that, too.
It was probably a whole bunch of those factors, but I think Weili Zhang will be back. I wouldn't be surprised if she's not back in the title picture pretty much straight away. It was just a great day to see Rose back at the top.
Rose cementing herself back at the top, being the first woman to ever lose and recapture a title. Shevchenko continuing to murder everybody in the division. And Usman finally getting the knockout he needed to. He was already probably pound for pound number one, but like, there's no question now.
Yeah.
I feel like it was a great night of fights. Even the undercard, the prelims were good. Disappointing what happened to Jimmy Crew and what happened to Weidman. Still,
it's not ballet dancing though. Unfortunately, these things do happen. Good and point. That kick from Lionheart was inch perfect. I'm not saying he tried to do that to give Jimmy a drop foot at all, but he got him perfectly behind the knee, cut off the blood to the nerve, and it ended up with a victory. But props to Jimmy Crute for having the heart to take Lionheart down and almost finish him at the end of that round, because he would have won if he'd have been able to. And yeah, just a few more seconds and I think he would have had the victory. But I think he's going to be a big contender in that lightweight division.
You know, I didn't know much about him until that fight, but you I saw the heart, and you're absolutely right. I completely agree. I also think Lionheart, when he was standing up, and he's primarily a striker, looked as good as he's looked in a long time. It was disappointing, because that was, you were looking forward to the fight because you know their styles clash perfect. It's a little disappointing. Both of those fights, you don't ever want a fight to be stopped like that. But still, I think it was a good night of fights. It was worth the money. And other continued MMA news, Your boy Connor sold stake in proper number 12 for $600 million. Mm-hmm. He don't want to fight no more, dog. Like, Dustin Poirier's going to wipe the floor with dude.
He also bought the pub that he hit an elderly gentleman in the face. So he's bought that pub and barred the guy that he hit.
I mean, look, if there's one thing we've never, ever not given him credit for, that motherfucker a businessman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think he got a lot of inspiration from the Floyd fight when Floyd was telling him, set up a company. You need to be a brand, not just a person. Mayweather promotions have McGregor promotions and McGregor businesses. Yeah, good. I mean, he's a hustler at the end of the day. And he's come from basically being on welfare to being one of easily the richest fighter that's ever come out of MMA.
Two other things real quick, and then I want to move to boxing real fast. But I think Whitaker got offered the fight with Adesanya, but because it was too quick, they gave it to Martin Vettori. They're going to have a rematch of that. Yeah. And also, I believe that Dana has, I don't know if he's come out and said it, but the rumors are that the Ngannou-Jones fight just ain't going to happen.
Yeah, so with the first one, it was because Robert Whittaker, when he goes back to Australia, he has to have a 2-week quarantine period, which would mean because Adesanya wants to fight 3-4 times this year, he would have to go to quarantine. He would only be able to spend like a week there before he has to quarantine again to come back to the US. So it just wasn't ready for him. I mean, Marvin Vettori, after his performance, and I mean, I know he got the win, but he didn't impress. Yeah. I think this is an easy pick-off for Adesanya.
I think so, Badu. I agree with that, too.
And then for the Bones fight, I'm getting so frustrated with the kind of threads that Dana White weaves. Claiming that Bones wanted $30 million for the fight, and he's come out on Twitter and said, "Where have you got this figure from? Nobody's mentioned $30 million." I think Dana is shooting himself in the foot by making a massive issue with Bones. But I do believe Bones has also left his management company. He's been with Malky Cower for a long, long time, and now he's decided to go alone. So whether Malky has been kind of speaking out of turn with Dana and the legal team, who knows? But he wants to be careful because Bones will leave. Bones will go to Bellator. Bones will go to ONE. Bones will go to PFL.
Bones will go to WWE because that's what he should have done 4 years ago. But I'm going to shut up. Yeah, that'll never make sense to me. But the UFC has shown, look, Bones gone, Ronda gone, Conor gone. They keep churning them out. They heated up Jorge Masvidal out of nowhere. And I'm not saying Jorge Masvidal's 2019 is like really great. Like he had three fantastic wins. I'm not saying he's not, but like you said, he was a journeyman. So, by the way, am I the only person that was disgusted with that after Usman knocked the fuck out of Masvidal? All they could do is keep talking about his show in Colby Covington. Like, what are you trying to do, bro? Like, we get it.
It's the money train keeps a rolling. As soon as one hero is knocked off the pedestal, the next one's got to come in place.
Is that what you took it as? Oh, well, then I'm glad you took it as that, because that's what I would have hoped for it to have been.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it was any kind of like disrespect to Masvidal. He's been he's been a company man. As simple as that. He's for everybody that they put in front of him. I just think that they know that that's the next fight for Usman. So what better time to start hyping it than having Gooney Covington in the crowd being a goon?
I will explain what I think the true purpose of that was in private.
Okay.
After we finish. So remind me. Because we'll probably be forget in the next 5 minutes. Last fight thoughts. June or is it July? It's June 6th, right?
I think it's June.
June 6th, the next fight of the century, or until the next one, Floyd Mayweather comes out of retirement for his 51st official fight, because the one in Japan doesn't count. Because that was technically an exhibition. Floyd is fighting super mega heel, not Sean Spears, but Logan Paul. Mm-hmm. What'd you think, man? For the record, that's going to do a million buys. Easy. It might creep to 2 million, dog.
I don't agree with you. I don't think it is. I think the reason it was delayed in the first place was because there was no heart behind it. There was no interest in it. Even Floyd came out and said he only did the first Instagram tweet about it because he was paid to. He would normally be the person who would promote a fight because he goes on world tours to promote fights. He's done nothing like that at all for this. I'll watch it. I'll absolutely will watch it, but I don't think there's even as much heart for this as there was for Jake Paul and Ben Askren. I think this won't sell as much as maybe people think it will.
Well, okay, so you heard it here live on Chair Shot Radio, Head Trauma, Midweek Mainstay. After June 6th, we'll see, was Magsy right or was Ray right? Because it's a fun way to just kind of see, it's almost like a friendly wager, even though we're not betting anything. But the one thing I know is there's death taxes and Floyd Mayweather's going to sell a fight. So, like, and then Logan Paul is legitimately one of the most popular humans on earth. So, and I don't mean popular as in terms of, like, he liked, but,
I mean, the problem is, though, he's his crowd and the kind of fan base he's got aren't really the fan base that their parents are going to buy a boxing match for.
That's a fair criticism.
I understand he sells a lot of like merchandise and stuff like that, but as a parent, would you be happy buying your kid, say, a t-shirt from somebody, or saying, here's $100 to see him punch someone else in the face?
I'm the wrong parent to ask that, because in the face.
But I mean, like I said, I'll watch it. Probably won't pay for it, but I'll watch it.
I'm gonna have to consult my lawyer David Ungar on if I have to scrub that from the record or not, but sure. Okay, so fight news, there you go. Maybe we'll make this a segment every now and then, because it's always some fight news coming out. But we got it's not a game, but we have a fun little project we worked on for you guys. So what we're gonna do right now is we're gonna take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to get into the crux of the project. Before we go, I'd like to remind you guys to go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. And there are plenty of fantastical, fabulous, that's a new word, shirts and things you can buy from the Chair Shot with every different type of color, style, slogan you could think of. And all that stuff comes back to directly to the website and helps us do stuff for viewers like you. Mm-hmm. Well, not viewers, listeners, but you get the point. Yeah. And you know what? The big fish needs his tank tankling, so need a new oxygen tank.
Wow.
That's better than saying you need to get adopted, right?
I mean, oxygen tank or adopted, pretty much the same thing.
We'll be right back.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling?
Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
Go to powerslam.tv, promo code CHAIRSHOT. Get your free month. Again, that's powerslam.tv, promo code CHAIRSHOT.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Coming soon to TheChairShot.com, a special series.
The Total Package Series. Myself and Rance break down each wrestler in WWE according to 10 categories, looking to find the top wrestler with The Total Package.
Join me and Carl Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Central Time for The Total Package Series. Only on TheChairShot.com. Always use your
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, just a little inside baseball for you guys. Once again, Cheshire Radio, happy Thursday. Still, happy Mags Day. When we first got approached with the idea of having the day, Mags and I, we made a list of, like, general topics and, like, really cool projects we could do for you guys. Because we didn't want to just be the hot take show, because there's a million of those. I host one. We want to do some fun stuff. But one idea that we had, I believe, was it your idea? I think it was Max's idea.
It was our idea.
Man, look, can you take some credit? Goddamn. Some credit, please. Sure, it was Max and I. My idea is Max's. But we decided it wouldn't be cool if we did a supercard. Because apparently the forbidden door is open. And, you know, the Wednesday night war might be the Tuesday night war, or the Monday night war, or possibly the Saturday night war. But do a card of AEW versus WWE and AEW versus NXT. So we did five for AEW versus WWE, for AEW versus NXT, only because smaller shows. But I think, how many did you get for WWE?
So, I got 11 matches.
Okay. I got 12. I can not say one if you don't want me to.
No, it's not a competition. It's just a bit of fun.
Have you met me? Everything's competition with me, dog. I thought you'd do that. Okay, so, we're going to do AEW versus WWE first. And then take a little break, maybe, depending on how long it takes, and then finish AEW versus NXT. But now, these are just ideas from us. If Vince and Tony called us and said, "Hey, pal, we need you to book a supercard," what would we do? Now, mind you, it has to be a member of the AEW roster versus a member of the WWE roster. That was the only parameters we had. Well, correct?
We'll see. I mean...
Oh! Whoa, whoa!
Well, let's get into it.
Okay. Well, you go first, please.
Okay, so I've actually named my cards.
Oh, my God.
So the AEW WWE Super Show is actually called Three Card Monte to play off the casino style of AEW, and also to play off the fact that there's essentially three Shaw's going to war with Raw, SmackDown, and AEW. So I added a little stipulation that I had to adhere to of my own, which I didn't tell you about. So all my matches are triple threats with a member from AEW, a member from Raw, and a member from SmackDown.
What do you think? Do you think this is Bolo? What the hell do you think you're doing?
But that's the way I've booked my card.
Tell the people your card, sir. Give me your whole card. Go ahead.
Okay, so these, I didn't put them in like a run order. These are just all kind of off the top of the head. So we've got champion versus champion versus champion. We've got Hikaru Shida, Rhea Ripley, and Bianca Belair in a triple threat. Then I've gone with Britt Baker, DMD, versus Asuka, versus Sonya Deville.
Oh, you want some legit ass kicking in that match, okay.
Then I've gone for a tag in the women's. I've gone for Chris Statlander and Rio, a tag team that I had to kind of throw together because, obviously, Evil East is not part of the roster anymore. And I've gone with, from the Raw side, Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler, obviously. And then Bayley and Sasha Banks.
The role models are back together, okay.
Okay. Then I've gone with singles for Hangman, Adam Page, versus Damian Priest, versus Cesaro. Yes. Then I've gone for Cody versus Randy Orton versus Seth Rollins. All big fans of Triple H, obviously. Going back to the tags now, I've gone for the Young Bucks versus the New Day versus the Usos.
That's a dream match.
Yes. Then I've gone Chris Jericho versus Bobby Lashley versus Kevin Owens.
Okay.
John Moxley is taking on Drew McIntyre and Daniel Bryan.
Okay.
Then I've got Kenny Omega versus AJ Styles versus Roman Reigns.
I love how AJ snuck his ass in the main event match.
Then we're going back to the tags. I've got the Lucha Brothers taking on the Viking Raiders and the Street Profits.
That ought to be fun.
And then the last match, the mid-card match, I've got Darby Allin taking on Sheamus and Apollo Crews.
I will say, it's funny you said that, because I literally had to erase Darby versus Sheamus. That was going to be a match ahead of my card. Because can you imagine the dichotomy of big-ass bully Sheamus and I'll do anything but kill myself? Darby, that would be fun.
Yeah, I mean, and they both had a stellar year. Sheamus has done probably the best work of his career, and Darby Allin is obviously with Sting in his corner, and Sting paying his taxes, and Sting eating a bagel, and Sting talking. he's had a great year as well.
I got to tell you though, as of 2021, the MVP of AEW might be Darby Allin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would not have a problem with that.
He's had that good of a year. He's main evented multiple Dynamites, back-to-back Dynamites. He's killing it right now. Okay, for the record, again, I think it's hilarious that AJ snuck his Gainesville, Georgia ass into this main event match. But I'm here for it. All right. So that's a good card. I especially love the Triple H Memorial match. That's it for me.
Well, I was actually going to put Triple H in it, but I thought that's too much on the nose. So I thought I'm going to stick him against two of Triple H's favorite boys so they can lay a whooping on him.
I love how literally all three of those guys are like little brother to big brother who dad loves the most. And by dad, I mean Dusty. Because I'd make the joke all the time, but Triple H is Dusty's favorite son. Mm-hmm. So, sorry, Rose Boys. Okay. So I don't have a name, a spiffy name for mine, but use your own imagination, people. Unlike you, I actually did one-on-ones. I started to do like a pre-show multi-tag match, but I figured, no, if this is going to be a super card, it has to be the best of the best or matches that mean something. Mm-hmm. So starting off, and this isn't in order, but but you will see it escalate in of importance. I have AJ Styles versus the Hangman, Adam Page.
Great match.
Okay. I have the Blueprint, Sasha Banks, former SmackDown Women's Champion, versus Thunder Rosa. I can't roll my tongue. That's the best I can do. I have the Battle of the Role Models. I have Bayley versus Dr. Britt Baker, DMD. I have Darby Allin. I didn't pick Sheamus. I picked a person that would fit well with the character. Darby Allin versus The Fiend.
Interesting.
And Sting on ringside and Alexa. I think that would be fun. Now, this match is probably the match I'm most proud of. I got Randy Orton versus MJF.
I don't even think I've got MJF on the card.
He wasn't on the card, no.
Wow. I've kicked myself there.
You got the actually, you don't have any members of the Pinnacle on your card. FTR wasn't on there, nothing.
I was actually going to do kind of like a faction versus faction match, but
ain't no damn factions.
I was going to say that was the point. There was no WWE factions to put them up against.
Except maybe the Diamond Mine, word to NXT, if you saw that last night. I got a Battle of the Old Guys. I have Edge versus Chris Jericho. But I like how the dynamic is flipped because Jericho's back to a baby and Edge is maniacal heel again. I think the dynamic is fun. Clearly, New Day versus Young Bucks, if you have any mixture, it has to be those two. That's been built for half a decade.
Yeah.
I hate to be the guy that puts the Joshis against each other, but I think Asuka versus Shida would be a fun fucking match. Joshi or no Joshi. Now this match has a lot of historical significance, but you have to think about it. It won't hit you off top, but think about it for a second. I got Drew McIntyre versus Cody Rhodes.
Okay.
Now, when I say think about it, Drew and Cody come from the exact same generation and were tag team partners and had a tag team reign.
Mm-hmm.
Both men got released, rebuilt themselves, and became the biggest guy in the territory. I think that could have a lot. And then Drew's talked about how Dusty meant so much to him in his career. And we all know Cody's entire life is a walking cosplay and homage to Dusty. So,
mm-hmm. I mean, the only kind of difference between their careers is that Drew came back to the fold to be the biggest mm-hmm. guy in the biggest company, where I think that's always going to be a crow in Cody's throat that he was never the huge success in WWE.
You're right, but I tell you this though, Cody's made himself undeniable, and he said that in the promo once. He said, "I went mm-hmm. from undesirable to ungoddamn deniable," whatever it was. Dope ass line, and it's true because mm-hmm. for the rest of his career.
I rag on him, but I respect the businessman in him.
Yeah, me too.
For all the kind of like three-star wrestling that he puts on, if you enjoy it, you enjoy it. That's up to you. But it's not really a style that I enjoy that much. But he's made a company out of essentially nothing. So good on him. Absolutely good on him.
We all need to show respect to America's favorite Mick Carter.
That tweet was awesome, man. The guy, yeah, you follow me, friend. Yeah, that's because you're my favorite Mick Carter. Oh, just the cult was just beautiful.
Oh man, that's what they call a one hitter quitter. Mm-hmm. All right, and then so this would be my double main event. The AEW World Heavyweight Championship is on the line. Kenneth J Omega. I don't know if it's a J. I don't know. Kenny Omega faces the leader of the Yes Movement, Daniel Bryan.
I mean, that's a dream match in anyone's books.
I think so. And of course, you can't, there's no way. The two biggest stars in the business right now, male stars in the business, the Universal Championship, Roman, the head of the table, the best of the best. I got to give the superlatives. It's in the contract. My tribal chief, your tribal chief, our tribal chief, and the reigning, defending, undisputed Universal Heavyweight Champion of the world. I have to, again, it's in the contract. Roman Reigns defends that Universal Championship against, he's not the lunatic anymore. What's his nickname now?
The Paradigm Shift. I don't think he actually, does he have one?
I know what it is.
It's Jeff.
Yeah. I hate that shit so much.
It's John Death Rider. I'll know him as Death Rider.
Yeah, but that's just New Japan because he don't use that shit in America. But still, Moxley versus Roman in 2021 with Roman as the heel and Moxley as the baby? Oh, man. My God. And then imagine if Moxley starts bringing in the weapons. Like, have we ever seen Roman deal with, like, thumbtacks or barbed wire? We've never seen that.
No. And especially if he had Eddie Kingston by his side as well.
Oh, I forgot to say that. I have Kevin Owens versus Eddie Kingston on here, for the record. It's there.
I know. You put it in the thread.
Yeah, but I forgot to say it out loud. So, yes, Kevin Owens versus Eddie Kingston. That would be no holds barred. Yes. So, the promos alone for that shit would be fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, two great cards.
Mine's better, but I mean, you know, yours is really good, though.
I mean, I got more people a payday, though, to be fair.
What's okay, but mine's going to draw more viewers, so what does it matter?
I mean, you didn't have Chris Statland on your card. She's clearly the draw.
That's the draw. You're right. Riho gets all them quarter hours, right?
There you go.
No, but for real, though, I think the biggest of like, if you can go worldwide, probably the biggest match you could make right now, irregardless of company, is probably Roman versus Moxley. Don't you think?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. We've got a shout-out.
All due respect to Okada, because Roman Okada's a dream match, too, but Okada's in a really weird space right now because nobody's really jonesing for New Japan, and Okada is, like, damn near damaged goods at this point. He needs 6 months off.
And he needs a lot of surgeries, apparently, as well.
You want to go straight to the next card, or do you want to take a break?
No, let's go straight into NXT.
It's just five, so it's a lot less.
Mm-hmm. And again, I've named it.
God.
So this is called TakeOver Prodigal's Return. And again, I've got a stipulation.
God.
Everybody from AEW has spent some time in NXT.
Okay, question for you. Are these two shows concurrent? Meaning, like, if there's anybody who was on the WWE card can't be on this card, or did you recycle?
No, I've used all fresh talent. This card will go on the day before Three Card Monte.
You had too much fucking time, man. Good God.
It literally took me about 10 minutes.
Well, I can do that.
Okay, so we're going to open with a cruiserweight match. Kushida is going to take on Neville.
Call the man by his name. You called him by his slave name. Call him what his mama called him, Pac. I'm going to call him Pac.
Yeah, but he's back in NXT, so he's Adrian Neville.
Well, actually, I don't like calling him Pac. He's always Neville to me, so good point. Yes. The king of the cruiserweights is back?
To take on the ace of the cruiserweights. Then we're going to have a hoss fart. Big Daddy Volta. He's going to take on Luchasaurus.
Oh, you lost me. I'm not a fan of Luchasaurus, dog. I'm not. I'm not. Big had Daddy Brawler. Had you said like Wardlow or Cage or Lance Archer? Maybe. But yeah, I'm out on Luchasaurus though.
None of them had ever been in NXT. I
checked. You definitely not going to have no damn Judas Devlin sighting. That's not happening.
Let's move on to the next match.
Judas Devlin ever have music? Did he ever have an entrance theme?
Listen, he got injured. We can't help that. It was out because of a hip injury. So next.
Who's next? Cesar Bononi is coming back? Is that what you're doing next? What
are we doing? I was almost tempted. next, we're going into the women's division. We've got Io Shirai taking on Tay Conti.
That's the only one you could have said. Yep.
Exactly. Co-main event. Rusev coming back to take on Tommaso Ciampa.
That's fun. That'd be a fun match, though.
And then the main event, tag team, the Revival.
Okay.
Taking on
MSK.
Oh, the grizzled young veterans.
Who the fuck is going to be the babyface? Oh, my God. It's going to be nothing but tag ropes and cutting the ring off the whole entire match.
It's just going to be an absolute shit show of a tag team match, and I will be absolutely there for it.
Ricky Morton would be so confused because he'd be like, who's me? Who's being me?
Who's getting the hot tag?
Okay, so for the record, I don't know if GYV versus Revival is a dream match because they're two carbon copies of one another. Normally, dream matches are opposites. Look, Revival have not ever shown.
The Revival said that they're the best tag team in the world, and GYV said they're soon to be recognized. So, yeah, it plays itself. That match has to happen.
Somebody got to be the baby, though. Heel matches very rarely work.
This is in the CWC. The veterans are the babyface. Simple as that.
No, you want to be honest? If the Revival, fucking harmonica hits in the CWC, it's over. They're going to pop like Jesus just came back. Like, they're going to pop so hard. It's a damn shame we can't get Johnny and Tommaso, or they let Jason Jordan clear for one day.
I mean, Jason Jordan just got a promotion as well, head of production now, is it, or something like that? Good on him.
I think he's the head agent, I think, is what it is, yeah. Something like that, yeah.
Jordan asked his job.
Well, because, you know, John is focusing full-time on being kind of talented.
Firing people, yeah. Focusing on firing people and chucking all the stuff in the trash.
That's all a manager's job is, to fire people and get blamed for shit. That's basically a manager. All right. You won me over with your last match. That card, like, okay, there will be some good matches, but that is a NXT on Tuesday show.
What? What, Neville versus Kushida is not...
No, that's a pay-per-view match. Yes, that's a pay-per-view match.
I mean, okay. Luchasaurus and Volta, I had to cut a few corners. There weren't a lot of NXT talent that was available. I set myself this rule, and I regretted it when I got to that match. But I did the best with the tools that I had.
I need you to know, I needed that laugh. That's hilarious. That boy's Judas Devlin is when I look, Full Sail has the smartest fans in the business. Judas Devlin's gonna hit the screen and they're gonna be like, who? Who was that? Okay. So unlike you, I didn't do that. I actually picked the best people. Bruce, again, I'm not dissing your card because like Rusev and Chomp and Big Daddy Chomp, it's gonna be fun as fuck. I probably would have done Tim Thatcher.
I almost went with Thatcher. In fact, I was looking for a way to have Ciampa and Thatcher, but like I said, there was not a lot of, it was slim pickings in the NXT, the former NXT talent in AEW. And I didn't really want Cesar Bononi on there.
Oh, Super Mega Heel Shawn Spears.
I know, but
no, that's who you should have gave Walter so he can get squashed in 15 seconds.
I'm happy with Luchasaurus. He'll give Walter a good match.
Can't tell you why I don't like Luchasaurus. I think I think he has fantastic talent. I think the tail whip is fantastic. I think he's super limber. He's in the same vein that Damian Priest is, like, damn near 7 foot tall but can fly. Luchasaurus got that. The problem is, Luchasaurus has Nyla Rose syndrome when she started. I hit my spots, but everything else in the middle is trash. Mm-hmm. Like, Nyla's gotten tremendously better. Nyla's become a very competent wrestler.
Yeah,
but when she first started, it's I'm going to hit my spots. And then, like, in the middle of every match I'm in, looks like garbage. Luchasaurus has been doing this too long to not understand the sequential order of moves and getting from one spot to another spot. Like, it doesn't work for him. Mm-hmm. And you in a tag team match. All you do, you in a tag team match with two natural baby faces. All you got to do is come in and hit your spots and be done. And you can't do that. That's my problem with him. But I think he's talented. And maybe Walter will get something out of him. Walter gets something out of anybody. So, all right. We have AEW versus NXT, the Wednesday War Wobble. I don't know.
Look at you trying to come up with a name because you can't beat Prodigal's Return.
I mean, the three-card Monty was pretty clever. I don't know about Prodigal's Return, but the three-card Monty.
They're all Prodigal sons slash daughter, and they're all returning. Makes sense.
I don't even think Triple H remembers Judas Devlin worked for the company. Triple H is going to be like, do I know you?
Wow.
you will never hear the end of the Luchasaurus versus Walter thing. I hope you know that. Okay. I'll run through it pretty fast. Show starts off, Io Shirai versus Hikaru Shida. Again, I fell into the trope of Joshi versus Joshi, but again, these are two of the best women in the world.
Oh, Hikaru pulling double duty that weekend.
Let's see, everybody in AEW is pulling double duty then. I think the most simple pairing is MSK and the Young Bucks, and let them flippy do until flippy do hell, because they're going to flippy do all day long. Not a tag rule will be thought of or used in this match whatsoever. At all. Cash Wheeler and Dax Harwood will be rolling over in their non-existent graves. And I got a street fight between Doomsday Karrion Kross and Jon Moxley. Mm-hmm. And that'll be fun.
I actually wanted Moxley versus Kross, but I also wanted Moxley for the three card Monte card, so
he's the biggest star. Raquel Gonzalez versus Nia Jax for the women's championship. Nyla Rose.
Whew.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm bad. Yeah, if the second I say Nia Jax, Mags almost hung up the call.
I mean, would you like to see Nia Jax in AEW?
Just to see the AEW fans talk about, yes, we love Lena Fanin. She's fantastic.
Exactly. Yeah. The fickle fan base.
That's the name of the card. AEW versus NXT. Fickle fan base. Fickle fan base fanfare. I don't know. Balor versus Omega. The battle of the former Bullet Club leaders.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even get Balor on my card. That's actually disappointing.
Balor ain't interested in doing shit. Have you seen his pictures of his vacation? He ain't interested in wrestling.
Mm-hmm. I didn't get Adam Cole on mine. Didn't get Kyle O'Reilly on my card. Oh, I'm disappointed.
In myself. in a perfect world, I would have done Kyle and Adam together versus the Bucks.
Oh, but Undisputed Era versus Inner Circle.
Oh, damn it. Oh, that's perfect.
Or Undisputed Era versus Death Triangle and Eddie Kingston.
No, leave Eddie Kingston out because Big Daddy Bobby Fish is done with wrestling, dog. I don't think we'll ever see him again. I don't even think we'll see him again. So just leave it. Let it be the younger of the four. Mm-hmm. All right. That was fun.
Yeah, it was. A refreshing change to the shit that's gone on in wrestling this week.
You know what? I was gonna pitch this to you privately, but we can talk about this on air real quick before we get out of here. I mentioned to you and to the audience that we had a whole bunch of lists of stuff. I think it's time. Summer's here. It's not September. We can wait till September when it actually happens. I think it's time for us to build our NXT Bola. But I have parameters I want to put on it.
Okay. They've all got to have been in AEW.
No. Hell to the
So night. Luchasaurus wins Bola.
Oh, my God. No. No, I want to do NXT Bola, but I want to do Bola for what it really is used for, pick next. So what I want to do is I want the rules and parameters to be you have to be a member of the NXT, NXT UK, or 205 Live roster. That's one. You cannot have won the championship at all. So that's any other championship involved, even the Heritage Cup. So A-Kid, you're out. Two. Oof. And number three is, since I think they do three brackets of eight people now, right? 24 total. We have to have at least eight people from the Performance Center. So people who have not debuted on NXT TV yet.
So Parker Boudreaux winning.
Yeah, people like that. Yeah, something like that. Jeet Rama. It doesn't have to be the guys that just walked in. It could be people, Kona Reeves. It could be people that aren't on TV. Or haven't won a championship. That's the only thing. They could have been on TV, right? I don't care. They can't win a championship. Got to be on NXT, NXT UK, or 205. And we have to have at least eight people from the PC. And we could do men and women if you want, or we can just do all men and then do a women's win down the line. Mm-hmm. What you think?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. It's gonna take some thinking.
There's so much talent in the PC that's not wrestling right now.
Oh yeah, it's hoarding talent. It's as simple as that. It's hoarding talent, but yeah,
I ain't gonna go that far.
I mean, you've got the likes of Rick Steiner's son. He just joined the PC as well.
Rick Steiner's son just learned how to bump like last week. Talking about hoarding talent.
No, but I'm just saying it's an example of the kind of talent that we may be able to use.
Yeah, that'd be a hell of a way. That'd be a hell of a place for him to debut. Mm-hmm. In fact, I still got it up. I'm about to tell you some people in the Performance Center. Christian Casanova.
Yeah.
Joe Gacy, Josh Briggs. Bugenhagen.
Wow.
Yeah, Bugenhagen is still on the roster. Even though he's getting a lot of love doing other stuff like the Old Spice stuff. So Joe Gacy, Tino Sabatelli is back
after he went on a spying mission to AEW.
That'll never not be funny to me, dog. That's hilarious. You got all
snitched.
I got one for you. Mansoor. How about
Blake
that?
Christian.
Blake Christian isn't the Christian versus Christian, right? Aaliyah James. Yeah. And her fine ass. She fine as fuck. I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud? What about The Rock's daughter, Simone Johnson, the Pebble.
There's plenty of talent we can absolutely go through. She's got her own Wikipedia page already as the Rock's daughter.
Oh, she's
famous. No, it links back to her dad.
That was such a low blow, bro.
It actually does as well. You know, you go on Wikipedia and they've got a blue heart and name. You click on her name and it is a dad. Poor That's girl.
Funny. I'd have a blast picking some of these UK guys like Rampage Brown, Shaw Samuels. I'd have a blast picking some. I would pick Ilya Dragunov for one of mine, but he's already been in an actual Ebola, so I don't think that would be.
And fair. Are we having Drake Works as the referee?
Drake Works won't be a referee much longer.
Apparently, he's been suspended.
Did that just come across the news?
It's been suspended for a while, apparently. It's only just been released that he's been suspended, but Daryl Sharma is now the head referee there.
Oh, yeah, I heard that, yeah. But he is officially back, because you know he was one of the rabbits at WrestleMania 37
I think he's just been suspended from being kind of like seen on television. Apparently, he's been banned from the performance center.
He was there last night. saw the video.
He did that old crying thing, didn't he? Saying that masks help sex predators. I mean, and he was crying as well. It's weird. He's a weird dude.
I don't know if you guys know about the QAnon conspiracy over across the pond, but if you don't, don't lose your brain cells. It's not worth it.
He was part of that. He was lacking Proud Boys tweets and stuff like that. Yeah, he's a maggot.
Yes, he is. But you know, more power to him and his severance package when he gets in his 90-day. Yeah, your endeavors when it happens pretty soon.
He has the freedom of speech and he has the right to deal with the consequences of it. So
it's just funny to me that a fucking deathmatch wrestling legend believes in all these conspiracies. Like, bro, do you know what you did for a living? Maybe that's why. Maybe he got hit too many times in the head with light tubes.
Not enough brain cells. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, I didn't plan on dissing this. Oh, also, this is going to probably be the lead story on the Edge, but I don't know. I don't want to tell anybody what to believe or what to feel. But if you have not read Danny Cage's fucking exposition on Ring of Honor today, boy, I tell you, oh my God, it is some.
Not read it.
Reading material. You might want to wait till you wake. You might want to wait till you wake up because it's late on your side of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Whew.
Is it not good bedtime reading?
No, it's not good bedtime reading, no. all right, man, let's get out of here. Tell people where they can find you, sir.
Okay, so on the social medias, I only have the one. It's Twitter. It's at DJ Kirby. You may have noticed that Badlands is no more. The last episode dropped earlier this week. But never you fear. Once Ray's cool little project of the five tool wrestlers is done and dusted, I'm sure you'll hear more of me and a couple of buddies as we take a trip down memory lane for a new project. So yeah, keep your ears out for that.
Big Fish Instagram coming soon. Big Fish OnlyFans in the works.
If you want to see all the flippers, you've got to pay the big bucks.
Fantastic. I'm at It's Ray Cash, R-E-Y as in Mysterio, C-A-S-H as in dollars. And yes, as alluded to by my good brother Mags, for the next 5 weeks, there is a special project called the Total Package Series. Me and my Outsiders OG, Carl, got some fun stuff for y'all, breaking down the best wrestlers in WWE by a set of criteria. almost like a 5-tool player in baseball. It's pretty fun. I think you'll enjoy it, and you'll definitely be mad at us for something. So that's always fun. But yeah, take a look at that, enjoy that, listen to it, and then yes, Thursday will once again be Mag's Day.
Certainly will. Mag's and Tanner and Ori Day. That's what it'll be.
Yes. No. It'll be Mag's Day. But shout out to Tanner and Ori. Yes. But it'll be Mag's Day. But yeah, man, we appreciate y'all listening. We always appreciate y'all's listenership, y'all's loyalty, your interest, and we're going to keep bringing that heat. We'll figure out what we're going to do next week. Maybe we'll do bowling next week. Maybe we'll talk something that inevitably happened next week. WrestleMania Correct. Backlash is on the horizon, so we got that. Blood and Guts is next week, May 5th, my grandmother's birthday. So that ought to be, that's definitely going to be worth a conversation. And so, yeah, we're coming back. We're going to keep that heat going. And, hey, we continue to hit them hour-long shows, Patrick.
If that is your real name.
I actually know his real name. I'm not going to say it out loud. Yeah, so for the Big Fish.
Flubble, blubble, blubble.
Thank you. My goodness. For Ray. Ching, ching, ching. Cash. Dollar signs. No? Nothing? I just imagine when I said that Okada's entrance of all the coins falling, was that's what I was thinking, but yeah, that didn't work. We thank y'all for listening, and we'll see y'all next week. What do we tell the people, sir?
We tell them to flubber, 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 flubber.
And translation is?
Always use your head.
Thank you. Everybody don't speak fish, bro.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.